ABC Radio Australia.
From one research to another, this is researchers that say they discovered that some colder, deeper layers of coral reefs are currently protected from bleaching, but the effects could get lost if global warming continues. Warmer seas cause problems for the oceans, including coral bleaching, which is badly affecting many reefs, including Australia's Great Barrier Reef. Dr. Jennifer McWhorter from NOAA's Atlantic Oceanographic and Meteorological Laboratory in the US told Dubrovka Volodya, they studied the deeper layers of the Great Barrier Reef, but similar patterns could actually occur on other reefs.
We've found that bottom temperatures between 30 and 50 meters can be better off while the surface is warming in certain locations of the Great Barrier Reef, only up until we hit 3 degrees of global average warming. And then those bottom temperatures will also experience warming that could threaten coral reefs.
So that means that if we go to deeper waters, we don't see the bleaching occurring that we see in more shallow water?
That's right. So potentially. So we quantify a stratification metric, kind of like that feeling of when you dive into a body of water and you swim to the bottom and it's cooler on the bottom. It's that same effect. And so we quantified that in a computer simulation. And so there are areas wherein the surface is warm, the bottom is still remaining cool, but we lose that reprieve at a certain threshold of global average warming. But yes, deeper reefs can potentially provide a refuge if the water is stratified. And by deeper, I mean we studied from 0 to 50 meters. So the deeper area that I'm talking about is from 30 to 50 meters.
And have those areas not been studied before?
The unique thing that we bring is looking at the climate projections in this level of detail and using this metric as a conceptual tool in an oceanographic setting to give us an idea of spatially and temporally when warming can potentially hit these deeper locations. So previously, climate projections solely used sea surface temperatures. And as we know, corals live on the bottom of the seafloor. So there's only certain areas of the reef where the sea surface temperature is actually a good indication of what's going on down below. And that's in areas where it's fully homogenized, or the water column is the same from the top to the bottom. And there are a lot of areas where that's not the case. But the important thing to note is that corals are really sensitive to warming. So we quantify at what point does that warming threaten corals on the bottom of the seafloor.
What does that mean for the Pacific's reefs?
This concept of having deep reef refugia has been circulating around the literature and the research for a while, and could provide some silver lining of looking at deeper reefs where there's species that overlap and maybe they're remaining cool while the shallow reefs are bleaching and experiencing mortality. So in one regard, I think it could offer a little bit of hope. But in another regard, it's alarming that we're seeing warming also occur on these reefs under climate change, and they lose their status as being a refuge, and we're going to lose that silver lining if we continue putting as much CO2 emissions in the atmosphere as we have been.
And what does it mean for other creatures that live in reefs, such as fish and fish stocks?
That's a great question. So when corals bleach and die, it shifts the community composition of the reef. So the function of the reef changes because the species change. A lot of the function comes from the bouldering, massive corals that build the structure. And I can equate it to the equivalent of having a building or a house that is providing a function for the community. And then when that's destroyed, and what comes back is a scaffolding, it doesn't provide as much function, right, as those big structures that help build habitat. In some areas of the Great Barrier Reef, we've seen recovery of these branching corals, which is my analogy the scaffolding, and they don't provide as much habitat for certain species as these massive bouldering corals would.